Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Have you ever seen someone famous in the bathroom? 1-800-330-9999. Do you acknowledge them? Do you say, oh my gosh, you're so-and-so? Do you ask for a bathroom selfie? Like, what happened in that situation?
Do you wait till they're washing their hands? I mean, it's just all awkward, right?
So Ed Sheeran was on Dax Shepard's little podcast, and he said this when he was asked about going to the bathroom in public.
Well, my rule usually is I don't go to urinals. There'll be 20 urinals and I'll stand at an end one. And someone will come and stand right next to me just to have a look.
Right, because I feel like if you're famous and you're in the bathroom, all eyes are on you and it's the most uncomfortable situation.
And they keeping the eyes upward? What are they looking at?
Well, that's
I mean, you
kind
of want to measure yourself against a celebrity, I guess, right? You want to say, well, he may be rich and have all the money, but I'm still doing fine in another category. Seems immature, but human.
That's exactly what he said. He said, there could be 20 urinals and the person will come up and stand right next to me. And I understand that curiosity and that awkwardness.
You do, huh?
I don't know. It's interesting, right? Hi, it's Anna on Raven. You met somebody famous in a bathroom?
I was at an event for the Warrens, the paranormal investigators, and I went to the bathroom and Dave Navarro was in there.
Oh, yeah?
And it took me a second. I looked at him and I was like, holy crap, Dave Grohl's in here. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's not Dave Grohl.
Right. I got a little confused.
Right, Dave Navarro is a very distinct-looking character. The tattoos, the hair, the eye makeup, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, did you have a conversation with him? Did you say, hey, Dave Navarro, you're awesome?
Yeah. He ended up being real cool. He had to sign an autograph and took a picture of my wife. It was real cool.
Wait a minute.
With your picture with your wife.
I was going to say, he didn't sign the autographs. He had to take the picture with your wife in the men's room.
Not in the men's room.
I'll make you feel better. One time I accidentally called Missy Elliott Queen Latifah.
Oh, no!
I was young and I was stupid. I was 17 years old in a garage in New York City.
You're lucky you didn't get beat up.
Oh, no. She called me something not flattering that I deserved. Yeah. That 100% I deserved. I was just so excited. I was so excited.
He was so excited to meet Queen Latifah or Missy Elliott.
Either
anybody.
Of them, right.
Anybody famous.
I'll never live that down. Never.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever meet anybody famous in a bathroom, Raven?
First celebrity I actually ever met. So it's 1,000 years ago. I'm working at Six Flags Magic Mountain in L.A. And the first celebrity I met, I used to work at the restaurant. And right behind was the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It was like out of the way bathroom. So not in the regular concourse. And I went in there and I met this like B-C-list actor, Branscombe Richmond. Who was in this show at the time on USA called Renegade with Lorenzo Lamas and was like in the Steven Seagal movies, all this stuff. He was actually in Forgetting Sarah Marshall and whatnot. He was the bartender in that punches him in the face for stealing the photo.
Okay.
And he's in there and he's like all incognito, like in the corner. And I'm like, hey, man, you're that guy. He's like, I am that guy. And I'm just starstruck just meeting my first celebrity, period. I'm like, you know, we got security that can take you around. He's like, no, man, I'm just here to meet my family. I was like, well, in here? He's like, yeah, I'm just ducking in here until after. What's a big deal to me, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awkward for him, too, because I was like treating him like he was Michael Jackson. Like he needed some sort of security escort where nobody would really recognize the guy. But, you know, hey.
For years, my first big celebrity bathroom encounter was very awkward.
Yeah.
Because she left a mess in the bathroom.
It
was disgusting. It was awful.
You didn't even want to tell that story.
I didn't want to tell it because it was so nasty. But I will because I have now. It's coming up next. But 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever see anybody famous in the bathroom? What'd you say? You ever meet anybody famous in a bathroom? Like, what do you do? Do you approach them? Do you ask for a bathroom selfie? Do you shake their hand?
Hey, what up? I think I'm going to rinse first.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran said this in an interview.
Well, my rule usually is I don't go to urinals. There'll be 20 urinals and I'll stand at an end one. And someone will come and stand right next to me just to have a look.
I believe it. Of
he's
course.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah. He's really, really, really famous. And again, if he's doing really well in life, I want to know that there's at least one area that I can, you know, equal out with Ed Sheeran.
Got it. Yeah. I remember one time there was an arena and they had advertisements for our show, mm-hmm. and they didn't tell us that they were putting them in the bathroom. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And I remember going into the stall, closing the stall, and seeing my face, and I was humiliated.
Staring back at you.
Right. I go,
so awkward.
I'm in every toilet in this arena right now.
It was great placement. I did appreciate the placement. I hope we're still up in that arena in some of those toilets, but you know, it was off-putting the first time. Yeah.
The only time I ever met anybody famous in a bathroom, I didn't actually meet her. I was at a wedding, and they had sat us at the same table, and it was and I'll just come out and say it at this point.
Yeah, say it.
It was the Real Housewives, Teresa Giudice from the Housewives in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting at the same table, and I had interviewed her a couple times in the past, and she could care less about me.
That you even existed.
No.
That you were even there. Yeah, that any of it was really happening around you.
No, she was like all into selfies and posting to her Instagram and whatever. Like, you don't have to talk to me just because, like, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Sure.
But we go into the bathroom and she's in front of me in line and she goes into the stall. And now she does have a full zip-up jump bodysuit on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking in my head, oh, she's got to do that thing where she gets naked in the stall with it, you know?
Yeah.
And she goes in and then she comes out and I go in after her and I go, oh my God. And I look. And she left a mess. She left a mess in the bathroom. And now,
this is shocking to you.
I was horrified.
Right.
Because I think, like, I'm always so petrified that I'm going to go into a bathroom and gosh forbid something like that should happen. Then the people next to me are going to talk like, you know that girl from the radio?
Right.
And Teresa Giudice is 100 times more famous than I'll ever be.
She's a sprinkler.
All right. Now, in her defense,
yeah.
Who knows if it was the person before her.
Could have been.
Yeah, who knows? But I have got, because of that situation and how horrified I was that she could have possibly have done that, every time I go into a public bathroom and I open it and I see that it's there, I won't use that stall. I will not be seen coming out of a stall, or I'll clean it, which is so nasty.
So, I mean, she didn't say anything about it, though. She didn't indicate when she came out. She's like, oh, girl, that one is terrible. No, she didn't. None of that.
None of that.
And you would think that, you know, maybe she would have.
Yep.
Because you wouldn't want anybody to perceive that it was you.
No, right? Wouldn't you?
Like, yeah.
Right?
It's a little bit uncomfortable.
All eyes are on you. Yeah. People know who you are at that point, right?
Right. They're judging you.
Yeah.
They're judging your stall work.
Yeah, exactly. All it did was make me so paranoid using public bathrooms.
I just have to ask, I mean, was it the only stall in the bathroom?
No.
Or you could have taken other options? Or the line formed behind that one and you just wanted to use a famous person's?
No. It's like the way the cookie crumbled. It was like a wedding hall with there were like maybe three or four stalls lined up next to each other. She went in. I waited my turn. She came out. I went in there and ta-da!
Yeah.
There it was.
There it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, big mess.
It was.
Yeah. Last time I was in, same thing. When I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain, that was where I met my first celebrity in a bathroom. I'll never forget, maybe a year or two after that, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston came in.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a big deal. Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston are in your bathroom. And I went in the bathroom. I didn't meet him there. But it sounded like he had the sniffles, and he was in there for a long time in that stall.
I think we get it.
Was uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.